This edition of Racing HQ brought to you by the 2019 APG Sydney sale. Secure your champion March 3 at Warwick Farm.
Gary Harley's going to find the winners. Morning, Gary.
Morning, Sean. Let's get on with it. We're late.
All right. The first one, Magic Charlie, 280, 24 Jackson, 5, 3 Aveline, 550. Well, Schema, 325, Stone, 11, 6 The Mighty Stalk, 26. 7 at the Glenburn, 151. 8 First Pirouette, 51. 9 10 out. 11 Prince Silence, 151. 12 Snell, 12. And 13 She's Independent, 81. Favourite, 281 Magic Charlie.
He's had his chances, Sean, but I think today's the day. He's had three placings from three starts. Just beaten at Port Macquarie the other day. He had the chance. He hit the front of the 200, and the other horse got him about 70 metres out, and he only just missed. But he's a very honest horse. The mile around Scone will suit him. He's raced well here before. Chris Lees has got him. Gibbo rides. Good barrier. He'll do me. Number four, Schema's close to a win. Good second at Cessnock last start. Number two, Fort Jackson. He was placed first up at... where was it? Stone. And then where he's trained. And then he ran fourth the other day at Dubbo. He made good ground. He's been a little bit of a disappointment, but he's got some out. And number three, Aveline. 1, 4, 2 and 3.
Race 2, 1 Modern Family, 71. 2 Mr. PK, 8. 3 Son of a Dun, 550. 4 Diplomatic Race, 126. 5 out. 6 High Flight, $9. 7 Ticklish Dates, 19. 8 Time and Rase, 51. Number 9, Arty Farty, 26. 10 Lonely Heart, 260. 11 Miss Eperetto is 440. 12 Pervenche, 750. And 13 Philip Out, 101. 260 favourite, 10 Lonely Heart.
Best bet of the day, Lonely Heart. Time for his filly of John Ramsey. Gee, it was a brilliant trial the other day at Musselbrook, and it beat Aradula and beat it easily. I think it was trained in Sydney before. John's father owned Stewie Brett. He don't own. He is in the ownership, sorry. It did run third one day on the Kenzo behind A Million Dreams, beaten half a length. Had it win this and win it easily. And you'd have to think that she's going very well the one way she won that trial. Robert Thompson with two or three rides today for Johnny Ramsey. This has gone okay, and I think she can win. Number 11, Miss Eperetto. I liked her run the other day. At Cessnock, she really hit the line for Jason Beamer. She's ready to win, certainly. Whether she can beat the other one, I doubt it, but she'll give you a good sight. Number 6, High Flight. Bit of an enigma. Tails off at times and runs on. Can do a lot wrong, but first up the day after a trial in which it got a mile back and made up ground. And number 3, Son of a Dun. 10 the best of it, 11.63.
Third event, one out, 2 A to B is $6. Number 3, Dance Cavern, 126. 4, High Court, 26. 5, Rothman, 5. 6, Cerbaloni is 9.50. Number 7, Chrysler, 13. 8, Dreamy of Gold, 19. 9, Fitz's Factor, 3 even. 10, Alvira, 21. 11, Perter Boy, 5.50. 12 out, 13, Telesilla, 126. 14, Timid, 12. And 15, Glam Time, 151. 3 even for 9, Fitz's Factor.
Yeah, it'll be hard to beat. But I think Rothman's got a good idea. It went to Brisbane and ran on the Gold Coast last start. Got beat just over a length. Got a bump at the start, three wide, no cover for the 800, then three wide again outside the leader on the home turn. Hit the front at the 200, but it had done too much work. It run third at Newman prior to that. It was placed behind Witherspoon at Newcastle in a 900 back in June. I think it's really good value there. Andrew Gibbons got some lovely rides. Number 9 will be able to beat Fritz's Factor. Rod Northern took it to Walker for the big maiden and up there ended up running fifth. It was three deep with no cover and no luck from the 1,000 there. One to hang a bit on the tight Walker track too near the turn. Chase Sam okay, got me to about 2.8, but it'll be a much, much better horse on the big track at Scone. Number 2, Ato, first starter of Brett Bartelli's G. I thought it trolled good at Wyong recently. Drifted wide on the turn midfield. Never moved one inch, Bobby Alyssa. He's coming here to ride it today. Number 7, Chrysler. Trialled all right for Alan Denham. 5, 9, 2, and 7.
Race 4, 1 Daiquiri Lass, 380, 2 Sunday Swindler, 26, 3 St Luke, 5, 4 Subway Surfer, 14, 5 Marfaz, 370, 6 Kravchenko, 6, 7 Bridie's Book, 7, 8 Handful of Aces, 51, 9 Mr Ross, 19, 10 Bellatrace, 17, 11 Burley Park, 101. Favourite 370, 5 Marfaz.
Daiquiri Lass has got a good chance in a tough race. The run at Quindai the other day was good because the winner's pretty smart directory. We had a tearaway leader in that race. She was running second, Daiquiri, and she nearly hit the front or drew level with the leader in the straight, but Directory come between them and run her down. The runner behind Albert Snow Pussy was very good. She only just got beat by Albert Snow Pussy that day, and, you know, back to stand today. Each way chance, Mar Faz, one well, two starts back. Was that here? Yes, it was. Then run fourth at Taree. Got to be a chance on that run. Number 3, St Luke. Found a bit of form last start when I run second. And number 7, Bridie's Brook, the Les Tilly, racing very well. 1, 5, 3, and 7.
The fifth one, Legarity, $4. 2 Dream Charge, 4. 3 Tornado of Souls, $4.60. 4 SCB, 19. 5 Miss Fisher, $3.50. 6 Arletta, $9. 7 out. 8 Squared, $12. 9 Motastic, 101. 10 Enjoyable, 26. 350 favourite, 5 Miss Fisher.
Miss Fisher's favourite. Oh, but I think Dream Charge could win. Oh, gee, this was a soft win last start at Cessnock. Chad Lever's riding it today, but at Cessnock, it cruised up in the straight over the 900 back on the 8th of January. And it was a very, very soft win. Been racing okay prior to that, with a value. Barrier's okay. On the home track, think it'll run a big race. Miss Fisher will lead. Loves to lead, just hits the ground and runs. A long run home will test her. At 900s a go, Legarity's got a chance for Cody Nestor. It's last start second at Dubbo behind Lucien, was good enough to give it a big out. And Tornado of Soul for Brett Kavanagh will be all the better for a first-up run. 2, 5, 1, and 3.
Race 6, 1 out. 2 Quick Nick, 360. 3 Bergdorf, 26. 4 Lit Up, $9. 5 Look C, 360. 6 Dreamy Dragon, 26. 7 Super Cyclone, 370. 8 Lawn Meat, 750. 9 Purely Royal, 15. Number 10 Balmain Girl, 61. 11 Anagami, 23. 12 Reddy's Queen, 81. 13 out. Equal favourites were 2 Quick Nick and 5 Look C, 360 each of 2.
I like Look C. Toyed with them in the Walker Maiden, the Rich Maiden, recently. Can do a few things wrong, but it's got a ton of talent. It's 2 seconds at Newcastle and Wyong back before Christmas were outstanding. It's a speed horse, but there's a lot of speed in the race. Quick Nick's got a ton of speed, and so is Super Cyclone. But I think Uxley may be able to lead him, but it's got as I said, a ton of talent. Greg Ryan rides him well, and he'll jump and run and be very hard to beat. Quick Nick looked a bit disappointing to me at Tamworth, but it ran third to Roman Typhoon in the Mont, first up after a brilliant trial. But it was a good race. Super Cyclone, it molded in it. That's not after an easy trial win in town. Bjorn Baker's got it. And number 4, Lit Up. But there's a ton of speed here. 5, 2, 7, and 4.
Race 7, 1 Radiant Choice, 23. 2 Anchois, 280. 3 out, 4 Aragula, who's $5. Number 5, Valerie, 6. 6 Legend of Oz, $9. 7 Prince of Thebes, 13. 8 Red Liberty, 21. 9 Such a Hussy, 26. 10 Blinkin' Fast, 7. 11 Roy's Command, 23. 12 Rugenbrow, 23. 13 Willie Armour, 26. Favourite, 280. Number 2, Anchois.
I think it'll win Anchois, but by gear, it's a good race. Terrific race. Anchois, since he's been with Cody Morgan, he's won 3 of his last 4 and run second in Randwick, what was a terrific run in the highway in between. People are going to say, well, will he run 1,300? I suppose that's the query. He bolted in here, it's going over 11. Second at Randwick over the 1,000. Bolted in at Quindai over 1,000 and won by 2.5 lengths at Musselbrook and Melbourne Cup Day over 1,000. But I went back this morning and had a look at his run over 1,300 at Dubbo in June. He runs fourth, got beat 3.5. He pulled his head off for 600 metres, pulled himself into the ground, and he was still making really good ground in the last 100 at the end of 1,300. I think he'll run it. He'll probably lead or be outside the leader, held up by Ben Looker. And what he does, he really kicks when they let him go and give him a dig in the ribs in the straight. I think he's a very good horse. Number 5, Valerie, pulled up lame the other day in town. He went ordinary. It'd want to improve a lot, but maybe that was the problem. Back on a track where it's trained and where it goes well. Legend of Oz is very close to a win. I know he's a gunner. When the Hawks was at him, he was gunner. He only won the one. And his runs for Cody Morgan have been very good. He'll get back and run on. And Aragula went terrific first up. It's got a grade out. 2, 5, 6, and 4.
The 8th one, Night Ride, $5. 2 Sold Secrets, $4.40. 3 Emanuela, 5. 4 Huey, 12. 5 Think Free, $3.60. 6 Blazing Issue, 15. 7 Kiva, 15. 8 Settled and Lift, $8.50. 9 Red Lily, 26. 10 Flying Bliss, 34. 11 and 12 out. Favourite, $3.60. Number 5, Think Free.
Hard race, mate. Number of chances. I like Emanuela. I think she's easily the most progressive horse in the race, trained by Paul Massara. Now, she is an Animal Kingdom filly who was absolutely outstanding first up at Muswellbrook, come from near last on the turn in a field of 14 and won me 3 lengths running away, and went, after being slow out, went to Crindy a couple of weeks back. Thought it was a good thing. She's parading in the yard and she reared and flipped over and was a late scratching. So that was only a bit over a week ago, I think, last Friday. So Paul did tell us after the race, provided she was okay, she'd run at Scone today, which is what is happening. She'll love this late for this long straight. She is a very smart mare or filly. If she's taken no harm, I think she can win. Night Ride trial, really good for Alan Denham. Nice horse. RT rides today. Winner on the track. Soul Secrets goes well. The Cameron Crockett. And the favourite, Think Free, wasn't allowed to do much in the trial. Won a race at Port Macquarie. I don't know. Is it a false favourite? We'll find out. By So You Think, carrying the Australian bloodstock colours. 3, 1, 2, and 5, mate.
All right, can you label 1 or 2 for us?
Only the one good thing. Race 2, number 10, Lonely Heart. Very, very strong meeting. What a class for a country meeting. And a main interest is in the preview or the prelude to the championship to be held at Tamworth on the 10th of March.
All right, terrific. We'll hear you through the day with the late mail, Gary.
Thanks, mate. See ya.